saying the kingdom of this world are become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign over forever and ever. So I think that is it is about all things that we call nation, everything that is something that is coming out of something else, what it is, a nation or whatever it is, he's going to rule over it all. And he said, the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. So Christ within us is going to rule.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, you know, in this time, there is going to be a society going on this earth. There's going to be business going on. And there will undoubtedly, in the natural realm, there will be administration going on. You know, order will be kept. And then we're talking about the natural realm of things. You know, there will be people here bearing children. Children will be born and being brought to maturity. Man dies at age 100. He's still a baby. Yeah, life, the kind of life that we know of in our flesh. Yes, there will be people here. And there will be administration. How it will be carried out, we don't know. But there will be, the ruling theme is righteousness.
Amen. So, concerning what Bro Push was contributing, brethren, I want to draw our attention to the scriptures in Colossians 3. Colossians 3. Verse 5. It says, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. It says that these, according are members which are upon the earth. So there are things that are found in the life of a man, but they are like principalities ruling the earth. So when he says that he will give power to rule the nations, he will give us power, he will give the believer power to rule over these things and bring them down from within his soul. And when that happens, that is the righteousness of God going to bring down these things in their power over the earth. So they are like nations within the soul that will receive power to conquer. So I agree with Bro Puz that it does not mean that Bro Puz will become the governor of River State. I will become the governor of Imo State.
Yes.
In Nigeria.
Yes.
Because
amen.
If it is going to be so, I am even envisaging trouble with the man who is going to be teaching them how to rule over the earth. Because if I am teaching and I'm saying, my son, triumph, you are going to be the governor over Abuja, and Michael, my son, you will be governor over Lagos. Then Bro Puz will get angry with me and say, what are you saying? Which place were they? And then we'll begin to quarrel and banter, children of God. Amen.
Amen. You know, there's people thinking that the Lord is going to set up another system of Nicolaitanism. Bishops and archbishops and this type of thing. You see, as human beings, we cannot imagine any other system than the one that we have grown up with. We cannot imagine how we can function without this this Nicolaitan ruling over one another. Brethren, God has his ways, and they're not going to be the same as man's ways. You're unmuted, Larry.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, Mark, you know, we have that now. Really, in all the denominations, you have that pyramid, you know, it works from the top down. You know, Catholicism, we certainly see that. But you also see that in Assemblies of God. All the denominations report to someone above themselves. You know, so, you know, it's not in the future, it's here now.
Well, the carnal interpretation, though, is that we're going to be appointed to positions. Huh. And in the carnal realm of government.
Yeah, but that's carnality. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it talks about the natural man receives not the things that are spiritual, they're foolishness. Okay, and he can't know them because they're spiritually discerned. So now you take someone that's a Christian, but he's a carnal Christian. So you could say that, you know, the carnal Christian doesn't understand the things of the spirit. You know, that there's, you know, when you talk about in, you know, in scripture, the things of the spirit, you have to go deeper than just the carnal mind. And until you do that, you won't understand or begin to know the things that are coming, you know, in the future.
Well, there's a certain mystery to this, but it will be what God says it will be. And we don't understand every detail of it at this time. Brethren, we are going to be busy as spirit beings, but with a new body. We are going to be busy on this earth, and we are going to be carrying out his business. All I can think is that there will be some kind of administrative business that's going to be carried out. And in carrying it out, we will have certain authority to carry it out. That's about as far as I can go in my imagination at this time. You know, the people that I wonder, what are the people that have gone on before us? What are they doing? They're not just sitting around strumming on their harp all the time. God has got them busy. They're working with angels. They're doing things. They're over, you know, they're helping us overcome powers and principalities, and they're out there. They're influential. Just what are they doing? I don't know, but they're obeying the master.
It's a big universe out there. God's universe. Think of all the planets.
Well, I don't know what they're doing out on Mars or anything like that.
We don't know everything that's going on.
Right now, I think it's all concentrated right around the Earth here, Larry.
Yeah, but that's as much as we know. There's a lot of different solar systems. In scripture, it talks about the worlds. Plural.
Well, we're getting speculative here on that one.
Okay. So you think the Earth, that's all there is?
For now. until this earth gets overcrowded or whatever, he can create new earths and new realms and new worlds. I mean, come on, we've got an eternity, and an eternity is more than a trillion years.
Yeah. I just think there's a lot of, it's a big universe. That's all
it
I'm
is
saying.
Big.
You know, so So who knows what's in plan for us? You know.
Yeah,
this idea of redemption of our souls, the idea of, you know, what Christ did here for us, you know, I think has to be preached throughout the world.
Amen.
Right? It says scriptures, you know, the angels don't understand it. So, you know, it's up to us to show forth that Christ redeemed us and what all that means. And who knows where that's going to take us.